y'all were here this morning, wasn't you? All right. <laughs> 640. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God and Father.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we bow for a moment of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for your presence always. We thank thee, dear Lord, for the guidance of thy Spirit with us in all times. And we thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy blessing of the work in this church, of the boys and girls, the young people, and the many, many different activities that are planned for them. And we thank thee, Father, for their growth and for their interest in the things of God. We thank thee for parents who are interested in what the boys and girls are doing. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that thou shalt bless and use even this service tonight to bring glory unto thyself. And we pray, Father, that thou would bless all the activities of the coming week as we approach Palm Sunday and the Passion season. We pray, our Father, that we may be in tune with thy will as we face this season, which leads us up to the time when we once again remember that greatest of all miracles, the resurrection of Jesus. And so may our hearts be in tune and be prepared. And we pray that we might give God the glory through our church at this time, and that our church might be a lighthouse here in this city for all who would pass by or stop in. And it's in Jesus' name we ask it and we pray. Amen. We would like to welcome all of those who visit with us this evening. If we do have some guests, we would like for you to lift your hand and we present you with a card of welcome and just a message from our church to you. Now, in your bulletins, you will notice there are always opportunities that are shared here for the week. On Monday, the deacons meet. On Wednesday, the WMU have a special meeting here at the church, and we like for the ladies to know that all women are invited to come and share in this WMU meeting. And then at 7:30, the prayer service. This is always a blessing. We invite you to come, pray for the needs of the people, and pray for individual requests that are brought to us. And at 8:30, the choir will rehearse. These opportunities and others which may not be printed here are for you. and for your spiritual growth, then I hope that you will take advantage of them. You remember we have been taking an Easter offering for our home missions. And I received a little gift a while ago from the children's training group that will go to this. And I think I can say that we have reached the goal. I believe we have. We were a little bit under the last Sunday, but I think we have now come up to the goal. Then we have some other goals that we need to reach. We're in the process of putting a roof on the education building. Sometimes it's been held up by rain, other times it's held up for other reasons, but it is nevertheless being done. And then we have a new furnace that's being installed, and we've been enjoying the blessing of it today and last Sunday. Somebody went out and looked at the furnace room, and they said it looks like a parlor down there. They have it all fixed up so nice, and insulation and so on. I said, you wouldn't believe your eyes. Father, we ask thy blessings upon our tithes and offerings and our gifts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
When those boys told me you wouldn't sing another one.
It won't rain.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and verse 30, there is a remarkable verse of scripture. How should one chase 1,000 and 2 put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not our rock. Even our enemies themselves become judges. Deuteronomy 32, verse 30. How shall one chase 1,000 and 2 put to flight 10,000? What divine mathematics! We discover the strength and the superior added power by just one more person. A lot of people are confused by mathematics, especially when they begin school. It's a little difficult. I heard about two Negro women who were talking on a bus the other day. And one of them said something like this as they were in conversation. She remarked that her aunt had died, passed away. The other said, sure enough, how long has she been dead? Next Tuesday, she would have been dead 3 weeks, she said. A little bit confusing when we think about mathematics. Almost as confusing as the government worker who went down south to investigate about hog cholera. And after observing the disease, wrote up his report and sent it into Washington. He said, according to my observations, those that linger live longer than those who die immediately. And that was a report he sent in to Washington. When we seek a divine equation, we think, as God says here in this verse, one shall chase 1,000, 2 shall chase 10,000. Now, if we were going to say that, we might say it in a different way. If one can chase 1,000, 2 can chase 2,000. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 7 and 8, we read another wonderful thing that God says here. Leviticus 26, 7 and 8. 5 shall chase 100, and 100 shall put 10,000 to flight. Again, we see the multiplied power in just an additional few. J.B. Tidwell used to say, God plus you equals enough for any task in this world. And do you know something else? Knowledge is great power for a wise man. In Proverbs 24:5, yea, a man's knowledge increases, his strength. Wisdom to know. Does this formula work? I think it does. Now, if one shall put 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 flight, let's take one or two illustrations like Moses. In his youth, he was put in a bulrush basket, put by the water. Pharaoh's daughter plucked him from the water, gave him an education. He went out on the desert and stayed for 40 years. God comes along and says, Moses, I'm going to send you back to Pharaoh. Don't send me. I can't speak. I can't talk. God says, I'm going to put somebody beside you. And you're going to go to the palace of the king. And you're going in my strength. All the horrors of slavery, you'll free them.